confess that that is not my favourite song in the world, but it was a brilliant moment. A brilliant moment on Saturday night when, in the middle of an extended encore, out came our very own West Australian Police Pipe Band to play the bagpipes and the drums along to that Old Wings song. Sergeant Ian Stewart is the officer in charge and the drum major at the WA Police Pipe Band. Sarge, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
It must have been a thrill.
Yeah, I'm still coming down from it. I think it was certainly a surreal experience, and listening to the callers and the feedback that we're getting so far, it's certainly been a highlight to many of the thousand that was in the audience as well.
How did it come about?
Very quickly. We got a phone call last Friday asking if we were available, and at that point we weren't. Yeah, last Friday. And at that point we weren't, because we were booked up to do many gigs that week, but we're also doing the Christmas pageant.
Of course.
On Saturday night. So there was a lot of logistics, a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails. Whilst we were doing that, we had the pipe major, James Murray, working on the music with the McCartney crew. And on Friday, we did the rehearsal on it in two takes. Mr. McCartney was very happy, and that was us done.
Is that right? So did members of the band who were on stage on Saturday night, had they earlier done the Christmas pageant as well? They did double duty?
Yeah, we all did. Yes, we all did the Christmas pageant. We walked from the Christmas pageant, did that, entertained the 150,000 there or something, and walked from there down to Police HQ, got on the bus and right round to NIB. So it was a pretty surreal night.
That is unbelievable. What a great story. Tell us about the rehearsals on Friday.
We got there. We did a couple of gigs in the morning, a couple of community engagement events, which was great. And then we went round to NIB Stadium and met Mr. McCartney himself. He was very polite with the band, loved the band, interacted with all the members of the band, and then we cranked up a few tunes, and the rest is history.
That is so cool. What did it feel like to be up on stage?
For people, obviously, the audience there, I kind of walked out first. I was in the red tunic with the mace, and so I was sweating a little bit because it was obviously pretty hot on Saturday night. And looking out to the crowd, and then I just looked to my left and saw Sir Paul McCartney and his band, and you think, yeah, it's not bad from a police officer from Scotland who's now a sergeant of the RIC of the Police Pipe Band of Western Australia. So, yeah, it was. I just kind of took as much as we could in, and I think, like myself and many of the people of the band, it was a huge honour to be on stage and to share that moment with a living legend in the music industry.
If I can say this, I was a long way from the stage, but I was watching closely on the big screens, and your officers, who did us all so proud, I'm not going to sugarcoat this, there were a few who looked a fraction terrified.
Would you not be?
No, I would be. Exactly.
We've performed on many stages. We do about 240 community engagement and policing events a year, and we do. And we've met quite a few stars over the years. But when you're standing beside or behind Sir Paul McCartney and his band, and looking out into a crowd to appreciate every note that we're playing, it's certainly a huge honour, and yeah, it was a bit terrifying walking out there, because you don't want to make a mistake in front of that crowd.
Absolutely, and I've got to say, I don't think any of you or your officers did. I think they did you very proud. I think they did the West Australian Police very proud. I think they did our whole community very proud. What a thrill, and what a moment.
Yeah, it certainly was. Thanks very much for that. We appreciate it, and I say I hope yourself and the rest of the West Australia public enjoyed what we do.
I certainly know for a fact. I can speak on behalf of the 23,000 without fear of contradiction that we all did. Sergeant Ian Stewart, great to speak to you today.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Well done. That was fantastic, as I say. It was a surprise, and McCartney did say, he said, we don't do this song every night. We don't always do it. And there's Ian Stewart giving us the insight into how it came about. I got the call on Friday. Imagine that. Friday, you've got a gig on in the morning. You're preparing for the Christmas pageant on the Saturday night. And then someone rings you up and says, Paul McCartney wants you to do Mulla Kintyre. Are you available? Well, we're not actually. Scramble and make some arrangements.